where Ole Miss, University of Mississippi, was located, and where they lived, and where his father was secretary at one time of the university. Uncle John was on the board of trustees, and Bill liked to hang around and absorb the learning of other people and listen at them and talk and so on. And he always associated with very educated people and associated with the educated boys and girls. Even though he himself, I never, none of us ever considered ambitious enough to get any kind of an education at all. And as I said, I don't know whether he even got a high school diploma. I know he was in the high school because, as I've often remarked, when anyone spoke of Bill, and I said, yes, he was last to get to the class and the first to leave, and which was very true. And I don't know what the reason was and all.
He seemed to be a shy.
Very shy. Very shy. And unsociable kind of a fella. And he had, never went to any sociable gatherings and like that as I was ever conscious of. I was never conscious of him ever going to church anywhere. His mother may have carried him to church when he was a boy. I think they were Methodists, probably. I'm not very sure of the. I know they. I don't. They weren't Baptists. I know that. And well, I'm pretty sure they were Methodists.
Did the boys in his class talk to him? Try him out or?
No one ever mistreated him. Now, don't misunderstand me. No one ever mistreated him in the least. No one would think about ever mistreating one of the boys because he had brothers that was very much of men. There was Jack. Wasn't a better athlete anywhere in school than his brother Jack, who was in the Army, later was a colonel, I think, and he won fame as, I know when the FBI was first organized, he was one of the leading FBI men, a man of great ability and a very brave man, and probably twice larger man than Bill, and all of them were greater stature than, as I said, Bill was always a small man, and as Miss had no girl, she just kind of